This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We're coming to you from London this week, where the mayor here is calling for a building to be renamed in honor of a Russian accountant. Sergei Magnitsky died in Russian custody after being arrested on tax evasion charges. His supporters say he was killed by the Russians for calling attention to corruption, something Russian officials deny. Now, his colleague, Jameson Firestone, an American lawyer, has been forced to relocate his business to London, where he helps American and European companies try to do business in Russia. He says London offers something Moscow does not when it comes to transacting business, the rule of law.
Hi, good morning.
So if a Russian business person wants to do a merger, acquisition, cross-border transaction of some kind or resolve a dispute, there's you doing so much work out of London. Why London instead of, say, Moscow for you?
Well, for me personally, because it's no longer safe for me to be in Moscow, unfortunately. So I am somewhat forced to work out of London. And London is the most logical place to do Russian work if you're not in Russia itself, because there's such a high concentration of Russians in London, and also it's a place that Russians like to invest.
You must sit there at those meetings where international businesses are trying to make the decision about whether or not to get into Russia, to go into Russia, and this level of corruption, as you see it, weighing heavily on that decision.
Oh, look, I built my business initially on inward investment, people coming into Russia, buying companies, and I was a great believer, but unfortunately, the country's gone a different way. There isn't a lot of inward investment into Russia anymore. There isn't a lot of mergers and acquisitions anymore, and that's not coming back anytime soon.
You don't think so? I mean, this is going to be a longer-term trend with investment money.
Absolutely. I can see it. I mean, all of my clients who are in Russia now are not – no one's having a good year. And it's not – this is not an economic collapse where something just goes wrong in the stock market and you wait 3 years. This is – a realization by the world that Russia is run by a dangerous criminal regime, and that regime isn't going anywhere. And so the only thing that's going anywhere is money. It's coming out of Russia so fast you can't even count it.
And a lot of it's actually ending up in London.
Absolutely. London real estate has become probably the greatest currency there is. It's always increasing in value, and you can live in it. So you can send your wife and your children there and stay in Russia and continue to make your money. And also you can put your money in English banks. And it is really a lovely country. It's 4 hours away by flight and 4 hours off the Russian time zone or 3 hours off the Moscow time zone, depending on the time of year. So it's really the top destination for Russians to park their money and their families.
Jameson Firestone is a London-based attorney with the law firm FDS. Mr. Firestone, thank you.
Thank you very much.